Well, there was an interesting event that took place in our community last weekend. It is the idea of the thing is Build a Better Block. There's a new nonprofit or a fairly new nonprofit organization that's aimed at helping folks kind of take back unused spaces and make them friendly and make them fun to be. So there was an organization to talk about that a little bit. Shanti Calabria is the community organizer with the Zeitgeist Center for Arts and Community, and she was one of the lead organizers of the event. So we wanted to track her down, find out how the event went, find out what it's about, and where do we go from here. Shanti, good morning, and thanks so much for being our guest. You're looking at a temporary redesign of 6th Avenue East and the 4th Street intersection. And this is kind of a cool project because also last weekend was the opening and the renaming of the former 4th Street Market.
Yeah, and we actually partnered with ACO a bit so that they would have folks come to our event and we would also have folks go to their event. But to speak more specifically on Better Block, kind of the overall goal of the project is to think creatively about how we use spaces and how we want our cities and neighborhoods to look. And so really the idea is to show what's possible through people's kind of creative ideas for their neighborhoods and then push for those changes long term. So since I work for an arts organization, we're also trying to leverage creative thinking in that community design process and how we do community development work. So ultimately, we want to make the community design process a bit more transparent and more participatory so that folks can really offer input and advice for what they want and what they like in their neighborhoods so that we can kind of celebrate what they really like and then reimagine the pieces that they'd like to see look differently.
I can't help but think about back in the day, you know, if there was an empty storefront or kind of a crummy block of town, people just kind of had to live with it. And nobody really thought, wow, as a member of the community, I could have something to say about it being so depressing here where I live, you know, and you know, I mean, unless somebody wanted to go out and plant flowers or do a little spruce up like that. But now, people, I think, feel kind of empowered and they feel energized and they feel like, you know, if we don't like this, we've got the power to figure out how to make a change.
Yeah, exactly. And that's actually kind of how the whole project started. So, like you said, I work for the Zeitgeist Center for Arts and Community, and we actually partnered with a national organization called Better Block. And they do these projects really all across the country. So they bring in their expertise to help people kind of think about those changes they want to see. And so the reason that we picked 4th Street and 6th Avenue East is, one, because 6th Avenue East is a really challenging road that basically divides the community in half. And we also know that it will be redeveloped soon since the lot that we worked on was purchased recently by One Roof Community Housing. So we really wanted to give folks an opportunity to talk about, you know, what do you want this space to look like? Because it is in transition and it will be changing. And what would you like to see? So on the old mobile gas station, where that was right where we had the event, we painted part of the building and we basically had this this wall chalkboard where we asked people, what kind of businesses do you want to see here? Or what do you want to be prioritized as this space changes? And we got a lot of really awesome ideas that were then were very directly going to give to One Roof so that they can consider all of those as the space changes.
How did people react at this event? Sometimes it's really fun to ask somebody what they think about something and watch their face light up and realize that nobody's asked their opinion before. How were people responding to this opportunity to basically take as much time or space on the chalkboard as they wanted to communicate what they hoped for their community?
Yeah, I think people were really excited. I think that, one, you know, it's November, so it's not really the warmest month living in Duluth. So I think they were really excited to, one, be able to be outside. The entire event was outside. So we really tried to make the space feel warm and cozy and inviting. We had fire pits. We had heat lamps. We tried to make everything fairly close together so that people would feel connected and cozy and like they could sit and stay for a while. And I think a lot of people on the Hillside came out and they were really excited about having, like I said, more of a say in that community design process. So that when we think about building cities, it's not just a set of people with expertise, because of course they're important in that process, but it's also really important that the process is more participatory and that the people who live in particular neighborhoods aren't just, you know, passive recipients of decisions, but that they can help make decisions that shape how their community looks.
Many times when it seems like, from reading a little bit at the Better Block website, that when a block comes under consideration for a project like this, it is in essence because it's been forgotten. There are buildings that are abandoned. Maybe it's a place where it's not really safe to walk, and so people don't really want to spend a lot of time there. And it's interesting that one of the priorities of the Better Block model is making the space safer. And also the inclusion of art. So even before you start talking about the nuts and bolts of economics or trying to get somebody to move in and permanently do, you know, perhaps a renovation to the space or put up a new space, you're talking about let's make it a safe place to be and let's make it a fun place to be.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, you know, one of the ways that we really wanted to prioritize people's safety is really looking at 6th Avenue East as, you know, a pretty dangerous place to cross if you're a pedestrian. There's one crosswalk on 4th Street, and there is another one on 9th Street. But if you are walking on 6th Avenue East anywhere between those five blocks, there's actually no official crosswalk for you to cross on. So if you're a student that lives on the west side of the road and you're trying to get to Myers-Wilkins, or you're somebody with an assistive device, it's very unsafe to cross the road. And so that was one of the biggest pieces for us, is that we wanted to kind of creatively think about how do we make this road work for people who commute, because it is a major artery, but how do we also make it safer for people who live in the neighborhood so that they can get to the places they want to get without feeling unsafe.
What were some other takeaways that you felt after the session that a lot of voices were saying? What were some of the things that you felt were being repeated? And then where do we go from here with those ideas?
That's a good question. I think one of the things that was often repeated is just that Duluthians are very hardy in nature. And so I think a lot of people were excited about the idea to be in a neighborhood space at night and during the day in one of the colder months of the year. And so people were saying, yeah, like we want to be outside. We're hardy. We can do this. So how do we create spaces that are warm and inviting and still outside? So that was a big one. And then other themes that we heard is that folks really want more green space and trees. They want more places for children to play. These were really the top themes that we heard. So we tried to make some elements happen at the event itself. But, you know, thinking long term, we really want people to get involved and talk to their city councilors and talk to planners and, you know, talk to Mayor Larson and just really express that if you like the way the event felt or you have a really creative idea for your neighborhood, that you should share it so that this isn't just like a one-off event, but that we can actually affect some longer term change.
Is Better Block planning to have a follow-up, any kind of a follow-up meeting to try to make some semi-permanent changes? Perhaps there could be, I don't know, maybe a temporary outdoor space that could be created or some pop-up events throughout the year to maybe give some city officials kind of a glimpse of what it could look like. What are plans going forward?
Yeah, so Better Block will basically put together a list of their recommendations that they will give to us at Zeitgeist, and then we'll also share with the community and with city staff. So they'll kind of put together what they saw, what they would recommend going forward. They probably won't come back to Duluth unless there's another project that we want them to work on, but really they'll give us the recommendations, and then they'll ask us to kind of steward that process going forward to do more events, to do pop-up markets, or to enact that longer-term change.
Well, that is going to be fascinating to watch, and we hope that you'll keep KUMD in the loop so that we can kind of follow this progress, too, as that neighborhood begins to undergo some exciting renovations. Shanti, thanks so much for joining us this morning. It was great to have you.
Thanks for having me, Lisa.
Shanti Calabria, our guest this morning. She's a community organizer, or the community organizer, for the Zeitgeist Center for Arts and Community. And this weekend, in addition to the sneak peek and the renaming of the former 4th Street Market, it was the opportunity for the Better Block organization to come to town and make some suggestions about how perhaps folks could repurpose some of those spaces in the area of 6th Street East and the 4th Street intersection.